At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. This show is brought to you by DraftKings. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard. Live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Welcome to Draft Day. Can't wait. One of my favorite days of the entire calendar year in sports. We will keep you up to date on any news that may break during the next 3 hours. Of course, we're going to talk about the draft a lot today. Good guests on the program. Sammy Penyanovich from Nesson in Boston. Maybe a pulse on what the Patriots are going to do. Number 3 overall. His best bets. Mike Palm from behind the counter. How the action looked here at Circa, getting ready for this event, and Adam Chernoff a little bit later on as well. But no real news overnight. The big news was in the NBA, Pauly, where that was another stink bomb this time of year by the Boston Celtics as a 14-15 point favorite to go down like that. And we knew going into the series it was going to be a coaching mismatch. And you saw what Spoelstra was able to do last night by just basically telling his team, we're going to shoot a zillion threes. Don't even worry about getting to the rack or taking many attempts at the basket because I don't even care. I'm going to get you open looks. And so the game plan was there, and the players lived up to it on their end because they executed brilliantly. Because you can have all the open shots in the world, if they're not going down, it's not going to look that pretty. You're not going to win. But they did last night. And every single series, essentially, Mazzulla's going to be outcoached. The fact that people thought he should win Coach of the Year is a total travesty. It's just roll out the ball. I'm going to make. I don't know what to do as a head coach.
Yep.
And I have so much talent, we're going to win a zillion games on top of it.
Yep.
But there's no way, no how this team should be losing the Miami Heat like that.
Yep. Spoelstra's the best coach, and it's not close. But you are up 32 in game one against this team. And they're without their best player. And then the other thing is they don't have Rozier. So, yes, they hit 23 threes. But the game plan, and again, it goes back that they play with their food and they don't respect their opponent and they screw around. They did it. I mean, you blew this last year to this team in a conference finals. You fall down 0-3, right? They beat you and they're talking trash. You lost at home to Trae Young in Atlanta. You couldn't close them out. You couldn't close out the Sixers. You lost to the Sixers to start the series when Embiid was out, and you let Harden go off on you. It's time and time again, year after year, over and over again with this club. But you still had the lead at halftime, and then you come out with a stink bomb in the third quarter, and a 15-point favorite loses at home. So everything we said and thought about the regular season and the offensive efficiency and all this, they're in a battle now. I mean, I don't care. Because also you're running the risk now where this series could go 6 or 7, and you never know. Where he goes back, puts on the cape, and all of a sudden, you know what? I'm going to play. Here's Butler. You know what? I'm going to play in game 7. And then you could see one of the – they were 50-1 here before game 2 to win the series. This would be an absolute travesty.
Well, yeah.
Even if this goes six, it's an absolute travesty.
I would agree. I mean, this should still be a five-game series. Will it be? I have no idea. I don't want to go completely nuts today. And in fact, you know what? Because I've seen people, I don't know if I want to call it an overreaction. Like Kevin O'Connor last night, who covers the NBA for The Ringer, said this team has no chance against Denver. Well, I already thought that.
Yeah.
That's not me overreacting to one game. That's me, even though this version of the Celtics is by far the best version they've had in the last 4 or 5 years. I mean, this team is a 2017 Warriors good on paper. I think this is more about who they are this time of year overall, collectively, as an organization.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think it would be a bad matchup for the Celtics against Denver. Like he said last night on X, they would get swept. Maybe they take one game due to hot shooting, but they have no chance if it's a Nuggets in the NBA Finals. Zero is what he said.
Yep.
And other like Jay Croucher, who's you know, great in the gambling racket, has been on the show. He's like, okay, well, you know, you can make millions of dollars then because there's going to be a ton of money in this market, and there's absolutely zero question the Celtics will be favored in that series if it happens.
Yeah.
So you should be betting that every which way but loose.
Well, but it's going to be everything down the stretch, though, in a tight game. Who's better than Joker and Denver in the shot selection? And who's one of the worst? Boston.
I can't stand watching this team play again.
I can't
believe I'm saying that.
Yep.
But when the going gets tough, they forget how to play basketball.
Yep.
Who is there? What does Mazzulla do behind closed doors to get this team's attention? Because nothing has ever changed in crunch time. And it stinks. They're way too good to allow this to happen.
Yeah.
And I get it. Upsets happen. Whatever. And they may not win the Eastern Conference. If they do, it's not, again, not even an upset. It's just a complete devastating blow to the end of what would be an embarrassing season at that point.
It's time to have a discussion on Porzingis, too.
Oh, he was a total
non. Yeah. Well, remember how bad he was in the playoffs for the Mavs as well.
Yep.
Couldn't stay healthy, but I mean, this guy's one of nine. And then your other big acquisition was Holiday, and he has a lot of ups and downs, and he was 4-12 shooting. He got nothing out of Hauser. He got nothing out of Pritchard. But it goes back to the defense, though. You shouldn't be giving up 111 points to the Heat at home. And, you know, the home record in the regular season and the number one in offensive efficiency and the best offense of all time and all of it, it's just. I mean, imagine if Spoelstra was the coach of the Lakers. I mean, imagine if he had some, what he had to work with, if he had some unbelievable pieces.
Sure.
So he's doing this without Rozier and Butler. And I'll tell you now, I mean, this is, with the nerves and the pressure, Miami can be loosey-goosey, and I would love to see if that's close in Game 3.
Yep.
And we'll see. Maybe they blow them out and it's much ado about nothing.
Well, but that could easily happen.
Sure. But the fact that this continues to happen year after year is just an indictment of Tatum and also the Celtics organization, because you're right, it shouldn't happen.
Nope.
Yeah, I mean, you get that performance out of Brown, too, what he's doing, knocking down threes and that sequence to close the first half. And I agreed with Barkley. It was like, well, Miami was unbelievable, but Boston still had the lead at halftime. But, you know, with their lack of adjustments, and it's just... But
they had open threes the entire game.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was just,
nuts.
Again, a thing of beauty. At
nuts.
One point, late fourth quarter, the Heat had five baskets at the rim the entire game. They knew the game plan.
And sure.
If this team had Jimmy Butler back, first of all, the series price, they would not be 14-point favorites in these games. And I think a lot of people actually would have said the Heat would probably have a chance. Now, this is a thing about the Heat this time of year. How did Miami get to the finals last year? From what they did last night, they couldn't miss. They were unconscious against the Bucks in the opening round. They did this against the Celtics as well. How about this tweet from Cooper Moorhead? Miami now has four playoff games in the past 2 years with 50% shooting from three against Boston. No other team has more than one against anybody. That's Miami in a nutshell. They were just so hot last year, and that's why it's like, it's not going to continue.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. For one game anyway, it did.
Well, it's also a horrible scout. I mean, what do you think's going to happen? What do you think? We said it yesterday. I mean, the big game plan is Hero, and he's going to take a ton of shots.
Right.
And it's like they didn't have the scouting report on him, too. Good tweets and emails already coming in. Imagine if Spoelstra was the Celtics coach. Kidding.
Forget about
it. If you just flip. But it's, you know, the other thing about disrespecting your opponent and messing with the game, I mean, when you continue to extend series because you screw around, you run the risk of an injury. Oh, by the way, Porzingis is fragile. You run the risk of someone going down, and then plus, you could run out of gas once you get to June. Even if you make the finals. That's the other thing. I mean, just when you can sweep a team, sweep them. When you can close a team out in five, do it. Don't screw around. Next thing you know, oh, it's going six. We have to play another game, travel. I mean, the Atlanta series was a perfect example last year. So it's just, it's infuriating to watch. That was the whole story of last night, right? I'm just sick and tired of being sick and tired. Celtics, Canadian hockey teams, goaltending, lack thereof, Toronto, Edmonton, same crap every year.
Yep, doesn't change.
No, it doesn't.
Nope. And that's why we're having this conversation with Boston. And look, those two guys they brought in to make them better than they have been again. Holiday, I got to tell you, unreliable in the playoffs in previous years.
Oh, it's fair. Yeah.
Don't believe me. Go throw on any tape against the Heat last year in the first round. He was absolutely torched by Jimmy Butler the entire time. I don't care how good he is defensively. And by the way, nobody wanted to point that out because he gets a pass for being such a good guy and an overall good defender in his career. Also, the Porzingis angle like you talked about. And when it comes down to Tatum and Brown, and they were, you know, those are going to be the two guys who have to stand out every single game. It just, again, they fall apart at the seams when it's clutch time and they don't know what they're doing with the flow of the game. They forget how to, like, we never had this conversation with the Warriors during that 4 or 5 year dynasty that they had. If they would lose the game, okay, it's fine. Nothing to see here. They're going to come back, still win the title. And until that year where they were injured across the board, it was always accurate and true. Like the Bulls teams, right? I'm sorry I got to bring those teams up, but this power rating on the Celtics is right there with those two teams. We never had those conversations. Yeah. Everybody was super confident. It's MJ. Don't worry about it. They lost a game in Mike 06. They're not going to lose. But because of their history here, and I know this team is supposed to be different, you have to have that doubt in the back of your head telling yourself, I can't trust them.
Yep. But if they can't do it this year, I mean, it's not going to happen. Their path to the finals is just, I mean, come on.
It's right there for them.
I mean, if your second-round opponent's going to be Cleveland, please. And then you might take on the Knicks, who, yes, it's a great story, but considering how Brunson struggled and they don't have a lottery pick on the roster and the fact that you don't have Randle, I mean, it's a joke. It's a cakewalk. It's why it's priced what it was, like over $2 to win the East and what it was. So, Third biggest upset since 1991, to put it in perspective, in the NBA playoffs. 15-point dog, nuts.
I don't know. The Cavaliers are completely healthy in the second round?
They shouldn't have problems with them, no. But again, you look at the numbers and it's just staggering, right? With the number one offense ever and the third best net rating ever. But when it comes to a close game, you can't trust them and count on them. And I don't trust Tatum and I don't trust the coach. Oh. So everyone's saying, well, it's one game. But no, it's not one game. This happens every year.
No, it's been 5 years.
It's like if a Maple Leafs fan would say, well, it's one game that happened. No, you never have goaltending and defense. Mm-hmm. You know, you always have.
You tied up at two, the place is on fire, and there's a goal within 30 seconds.
Yeah. You haven't beat the Bruins in the playoffs since 1959. It's not one game. It's just over and over and over again with this stuff.
Nonstop, on a loop. I've seen this movie a zillion times in my life. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Up next, what do you think is going to happen? What do you want to happen tonight in the NFL draft? We'll give you our thoughts coming up next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel.
Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Start your morning with a daily dose of winning strategies, insider tips, and the latest buzz with the free VSiN Daily Newsletter. Expert analysis, latest odds, straight to your inbox, absolutely free. VSiN.com/newsletter to subscribe.
Yeah, a breakdown in there of the coverage tonight that we have in the draft. The preview special starts at 6 Eastern. Tim Murray, Jonathan Von Tobel, along with the Golics, senior and junior. Then from 8 until 11, it's going to be a live edition of GM Shuffle, Lombardi, Abebefe, joined by Tim Murray and Matt Humans. And then the draft recap tonight at 11 p.m. Eastern with Humans and Wes Reynolds. So we're going to have your draft coverage here all day long and all night long on VSiN.
Yes, let's do it.
It's finally here, Paul.
All right, and DraftKings still has props up.
Oh, a ton of them.
And yesterday was madness. You know, I think of the Belichick comment, the last 24 hours, the stuff is leaked by the team. Mm-hmm. Everything before that's the agent. But now it's getting good and juicy. And the fact that May got as low as $1.30 to go third. Now Daniels is up to 1-10. I mean, the ship sailed there. But May got as low as 130. Now he's gone back up to like 275. But the race is on. It looks like, you know, our guy Sal Pal with Giants, Vikings moving up in the worst way. The race is on. Who's going to get up there? Does New England stay put? And then the trades happen. And who actually is going to pick fourth? And it's just, the markets went crazy everything yesterday.
They did. Okay, so then as we sit here on the morning of, how do you think it's going to go? How do you want it to go at the top?
Okay, what I think will happen, Williams 1, Daniels 2.
Okay, yes.
May 3, Harrison 4, McCarthy 5, Neighbors 6, Alt 7, Turner 8, Adunze and Bowers, Latham, and then I have Worthy going, what would that be, to the Colts at whatever it is, 14,
oh, do you really?
15,
okay.
Yeah. I think Worthy will be the landing spot, but again, you check back with me in another hour. What I want to happen, Williams 1, Daniels 2, but the Raiders to trade up, but I guess that's unlikely, but Daniels to go 2 as well. I want Harrison to go 3 to New England. May 4 to the Giants. I want the trades to happen. Now, when I wrote this, I said Alt 5. But now I want Latham to go because of what happened with – and I bet that. I had to take a 9-1 shot when respected guys are mocking Latham 5 all of a sudden. Oh, by the way, one of the guys does work for the Chargers, Daniel Jeremiah. So, but I would love to see Latham go 5 now or at least first offensive lineman. Neighbors 6 to Arizona. I'm factoring in trades now. Thomas 7, Turner 8, Adunze 9, Bowers 10, Vikings stay put somehow, McCarthy 11, Nix 12, Penix 13, Latham 14, Worthy 15.
You want Penix to go 13 to the Raiders.
I think that's going to happen. I think this is really going to happen now. I don't know about Nix 12, but I do think we get 6 quarterbacks in the first round. But the more the smoke and the more you read, I think the Raiders are taking Penix.
He's minus $4 as of right now to be a first-round pick. So the steam keeps coming in. I mean, I have heard everything now when one reporter actually said yesterday, I think on ESPN, the Giants are very intrigued by Michael Penix. And now I've heard every scenario in the book.
That's true. I think that's total crap.
I don't trust that for a second.
No. That's the same network who was talking about the Chargers taking a quarterback at 5. And you know, any ESPN bet with the odds plummeting, too. I mean, come on.
Here's what I think will happen tonight. Yeah, the 1-2, I think, right now, set with Daniels second.
Yeah, he's 1-10 now. Yeah.
I think McCarthy goes third.
Now, to who, though?
That I have no idea.
Really?
That could be Patriots if they stay.
How confident?
Enough to bet it yesterday.
Okay.
And I bet McCarthy to go third.
What's the dollar bill line? I am not unsure. I am not.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God, for billions.
I mean, when he talks to Bobby Axelrod, that was so good, that line.
Yeah.
This is, yeah, okay.
I also bet the exacta, 1-2-3, Williams, Daniels, McCarthy.
Okay. Now, I'm glad you brought that up because right now at DraftKings, Williams, Daniels, May, Harrison, in that order is minus 170. I don't think that, I don't know about that.
I actually,
because of the trade scenario, and there's, you know, another guy I respect. There's a lot of stuff with neighbors, first wide receiver, which is a huge price. Harrison as high as 1,200 to be first wide receiver.
Well, you know, that can happen. Yeah. If it boils down to the Cardinals, you know, not moving too far out of number four, evidently, according to many reports, they actually have neighbors as a higher rated prospect than Harrison.
Okay, so you were saying, though, but McCarthy third.
Then I have Harrison four. I think this has changed now because I wrote this down yesterday. Alt five, but now I have no idea.
This is the big one. This one was wow.
I grabbed a little.
About what? About 2-3 o'clock our time yesterday? Jeremiah's mock drops and Charles Robinson from Yahoo. And his saying, I've been working the phones nonstop. And this is my mock based on everything I'm hearing and working the phones. And both of them have Latham going 5 to the Chargers.
Yeah. I don't know. I saw somebody before either one of those because I bet him 26-1. That was only 2 days ago. But so they didn't come out and say that until yesterday. So I never got it from either one of those guys. I can't, but somebody out there said that they could see Latham going making the case for it.
I will be furious, and I will send him an invoice if Jeremiah gets this wrong. Assuming the Chargers stay there at 5, and they don't take and they take Alt over Latham, I'm going to invoice him because the guy works for the Chargers radio network as well. I mean, in addition to the NFL Network and all the stuff he does. So,
well, he also
don't put that out there less than 24 hours before the draft and get that wrong.
Right. Now, he's also the connection there with Howie Roseman. I believe it goes like they were best men at each other's wedding. So every time that he says something about the Eagles, people like their antennas go up. Now, he mocked a trade yesterday. Does he know something that we don't know? Was he just trying to have fun? He pointed out that a lot of rumors are out there that the Broncos want to move down and the Eagles want to move up. So he had the Broncos moving from 12 down to 22. And when the Eagles would go from 22 to 12, they would actually move up to get an offensive lineman. And I bet cornerback yesterday, after Sal Pal's appearance, saying that the team wants to win right now, although Roseman has never drafted a cornerback in the first round, he loves his offensive lineman. He made the case that one of the weakest parts of the entire team today is in the secondary, is that cornerback, and that's why he thought cornerback over offensive line. Plus, the reason why I bet it, some books were as high as minus 165 or minus 170 on the Eagles to take a cornerback. Another book here in Las Vegas offered plus 140. I had to grab it at that price. So I also, like, if I'm not factoring in too many trades here. So I still had Alt number 5 to the Chargers.
Okay.
Neighbors 6 to the Giants. Latham 7 to the Titans. Then Latu has a ton of steam.
Yes,
Turner and Fuaga. I'm not sold the Jets are going to go Bowers yet. I'm not completely sold on that.
I'm seeing a lot of a Dunes.
So am I. Also, people were kicking around the idea of Odunze maybe going ahead of Neighbors.
I've seen that too.
Here's what I want to happen, though. I want it to go Williams Daniels 1-2, and then I want Chaos at 3, not named a quarterback. I want Patriots to go offensive line, or I want them to go Harrison at number 3. Because if Harrison goes number 3 and they stay put, then I don't know what the hell's going to happen. All hell could break loose at that point.
Yeah.
And it could anyway. But Peter Schrager also said yesterday, and he's been working the phones nonstop NFL Network, that he could see 10 trades in the first round. DraftKings right now has an over-under of how many trades we're going to get in the first round. 6.5 over is plus 130. Here, you can bet the exact number of trades in Las Vegas. Stations had this up. I bet exactly 10 trades, and I think it was 20-1, and I bet 11 or more trades at 35-1.
Good market.
Just based on what
Very
he
good.
Was saying, and I'm like, yep. These are not huge bets.
Well, it could happen right away at number 3, although I think the Patriots will stay there and take May. But then Arizona's open for business, and that the Giants have to get a quarterback in the worst way, and they're going to do that, and it doesn't take a lot to go from 6-4. So that's when the madness starts, and, you know, giddy up when that happens. Because I think that'll happen regardless of what New England does.
So then if you have May going 3rd overall, what was your landing spot for McCarthy? Is he going to slide down to 11 for the Vikings to take?
No, I think there's a trade there.
Okay.
Now, I saw in an interview recently he was asked about the Giants and where does he think it, but that You know, this the line stuff is, how about what Canales said?
Yeah. Just hold on to that.
I mean, but you got too. So the line season and what's going on here about, so May can say this, but, you know, as we're well aware with the Thibodeau stuff. I mean, so who knows? The Giants can say we love you and we're going to take you and all this. But there could be definitely a curveball tonight, and there's something unexpected happens and something we never talked to him. We didn't have him. Oh, we take him at 7, for example, whatever.
Something's going to happen. Maybe not top 3, maybe top 5, top 8, something like that, where it's going to send tremors and people are going to be blown away, I think, by just nobody had it happening tonight.
But they knew all along and kept the secret in the building.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes. Bingo. We'll explain what Dave Canales, new Panthers coach, said yesterday. It's just incredible that he would admit this. And also, this guy has such a powerful voice that he impacts betting markets. Details on that coming up.
All right, we dance tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern. Tim Murray, JVT, the Golics. Go over all the props, predictions, GM shuffle. 8 p.m. Eastern, Lombardi and Femi, real-time analysis, first-round picks. Mike will give you his thoughts on every draft pick and trade, and there'll be a bunch of trades. Special edition GM shuffle, VSiN, DraftKings Network, VSiN's YouTube page. And then when you cap it off at 11 p.m. Eastern with VSiN tonight, you got to read Human's mock draft as well. A couple years ago, he was top 5 in the country for mocks and his accuracy. VSiN.com/draft.
You know what was impressive about that? Humans only does one. He might do two, but he does one or two mocks. That's it. A lot of other people will do 50 or 8, whatever the number is. And he just stuck with his, and he was that good a couple of years ago. Now, how about this? You referenced this in the previous segment. Carolina head coach Dave Canales, he had openly admitted that he told the South Carolina wide receiver, Xavier Leggett, that he was hoping he would be there early in round 2. He was going to take him. And so when Canales was asked about this, his quote was, oh, yeah, I said that to him and about 50 other guys.
I don't get it. Why would you do that?
Why?
It goes back to the Thibodeau. Why would you tell the player if you're there, we're taking you, and then you don't?
Remind people of the Thibodeau thing.
He told several people here. That the Lions, he met with the Lions, and the Lions said, we're going to pick you. You're our guy. And then they didn't. And
that was when the draft was in Las Vegas.
Yes.
And all these players were staying out here, some of them here at Circa, some on the Strip, depends on. Yeah.
And he told guys close to us and guys that we're friends with and we trust.
We bet
then,
accordingly.
And then everyone was betting it big, and then it didn't happen. You know, and that blows my mind. I mean, Matt Leinart was furious with the Raiders when they did that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first time to me that when it occurred, when the Raiders told Leinart, if you're there, we're taking you, and they didn't, and he was livid. But the Thibodeau thing, too, and that's, like, the media stuff I understand, which got us a couple years with Miami. Jeff Darlington, others, you know, the Miami Dolphins blatantly lying about we're going offensive line, and then they don't, and they go quarterback. That's one thing. But I don't understand, like, Canales, the Lions, why you would tell the player to his face, we're taking you, and then you don't. And then, but the other thing would be, if I'm that media member, I don't trust or talk to that guy again. I mean, he could still be, you know, hey, what do you think of the Celtics? I mean, I would talk about, but when it comes to football or trusting him or what you're hearing, I would never talk to him again or trust him, and it's over. Like, if Jeremiah gets this wrong tonight, I'm done with him. You work with the Chargers radio. This is your final mock draft. You're the only guy who has Latham going 5. If you blow this, considering your connections, and you put this out less than 24 hours before the draft, if you blow this, you're off the list.
So
I'm done with you.
That's the guy I was talking about before the break. His voice, he's very well respected, right? I think he does a great job at NFL Network. And they were pointing out last night that his overall hit rate of his big board, his top 150, he has nailed 80% or above in the last 4 or 5 drafts, meaning like 120 or more of his 150 actually go in the top 150. He's dialed in. He has good sources. He's got a good eye for this stuff. And people take his word as if it's gospel. So then when he did that last night, and I'm watching the whole thing on NFL Network, and then it leaked out to his mock, The number on Latham again earlier in the week was 28, 30 to 1. I grabbed a little 26 to 1. And now he is the favorite at DraftKings at plus 275 to be the fifth overall pick. So I have Alt 2 from many weeks ago, just hoping that the Chargers stay put, because I'm quite confident if they do, it's going to be an offensive lineman.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right, with him, you know, working Chargers radio for many years, that's a pretty bold statement to make the night before the draft and a pretty bold pick to have in your mock. Just to put it there for no reason whatsoever. Unless he, he's not on a whim. I don't think DJ is going to say, I got a funny feeling that they're going to go with Latham. So yeah, I'll put him at number five instead of anybody else.
Right. And no one wants to be wrong. I mean, you want to nail it though,
right,
too. You're not throwing it out there for bleeps and giggles.
No, and
it put me over the top too then when Charles Robinson had it as well. Robinson is saying, this is what I'm hearing based on all the phone calls I'm making. Jeremiah actually puts out his final mock draft, and then Latham lands at five. First things first is you're going to have to fade a trade. You know,
yeah.
The Chargers have to stay put to do that. But again, the guy was 9-1 yesterday, and that could cash off the bet. Now, he also has a Dunze going 10 to the Jets. He has the Vikings staying put, taking McCarthy. He has Penix to the Raiders at 13. He has Denver taking Knicks, but it's at 22.
So in under that scenario, then McCarthy then would, in theory, fall, right? Because everybody has him going base,
right,
and he's favored to go in the top five.
Yes, and they were playing games with that all day too now. So 5.5 under, and then
I do think
I saw like $1.70 yesterday.
Remember the reaction last year when Will Levis kept dropping like the Titanic because of what happened on Reddit and the internet last year? His third cousin here checking in, he's going to go number one overall. Oh my God, people panicked. His odds dropped across the board. He went in the second round. Somebody is going to drop tonight at that position.
Well, you had two things there. You had the Reddit crap, and then you had, well, the Colts love him. He's going four.
Yeah,
and
that's
that didn't, they right. Nothing, none of it happened.
Mm-hmm. So I think it's going to be May. You think it's going to be McCarthy, maybe? Or maybe none of them.
Yeah, but one trade could blow it up, too.
Oh, but one trade does it all in.
It's just a weird time of year. It's a weird event. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I reach out to you, and we have a relationship, and I say, what do you, you know, business relationship, what are you hearing? And you say, well, I got to tell you, we're going to take this guy if he's there at number five, and then you don't, I wouldn't talk to you again.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, that's just like, why would you do that? I don't understand why these teams, and then the Canales stuff, too, lying to the player's face. It's the biggest moment of their life.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it's kind of like, hey, if it's game seven, you're getting the ball. You're going to be our starting pitcher. Oh, I changed my mind.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. My stomach, I had a different feel for this. I was told late last night that there was, at least one offshore book where some sharp guys were betting in one of their markets, basically McCarthy to go third overall. And they were grabbing plus $4 and plus $3. That was late last night. So take that for what it's worth.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. My guess is today at some point, because DK, they can leave these odds up throughout the draft, you know, up until it starts and everything. We're probably going to get a pretty good feel based on what happens in the market. Again, as a reminder, last year, I still held out hope with tickets on Will Anderson going second overall. And throughout the day, it was, you know, is it going to be Levis? Is it going to be Stroud? Is it going to be Anderson? Well, we talked about the Levis drop, obviously. And then Stroud's odds went from like minus $2 or wherever it was to minus 10, minus 20, minus 3,000, and it was just like off the board. And that was an hour before draft time. So the market told you they have news. They knew exactly what Houston was going to do at number two. So I'm guessing if you follow the money today, later on in the day, the betting market's going to be correct with that. We'll see, because the main number to go third overall, third, not two, third, against McCarthy yesterday came all the way down to like minus 150 in that range. McCarthy was as low as plus 120 from what I saw at one point to go third. And now it's back up at DK anyway. McCarthy's plus 190, May minus 240. That's to go third overall. And who knows who's going to pick there. I also took some, I got to see what his position is right now. Listening, paying attention to some of the sharper mock guys over previous years. One of them was talking about how Kool-Aid McKinstry is going to go under 28 and a half. He had some, as he said, some intel that was going to come out yesterday. And so his number was dropping. If you can still find 28 and a half, according to this guy, Charlie Campbell, very good. I bet it. I found actually under 29 and a half, I laid minus 170. So this time of year, you can't be afraid to lay some serious juice if you have, you know, if you can trust guys. If you have the information, forget about it. You can lay minus 1,000, no problem, and still clean up.
What has happened to Verse?
Jeremiah, big time?
Yeah, he has him 26th. And the other one, another thing that's plummeted is Murphy, first defensive player selected.
Yeah.
Went from 10 to 1 to 2 to 1 in the last week.
That was because, remember, Turner was getting mocked 8 to the Falcons the whole time.
Yes, right. And I don't think that's going to happen.
So, by the way, it might not be Murphy either. It could be Latu.
Yes, it could.
Who could be the first defensive player taken. He could go at 8 or wherever that number might be. And his position was still all over the board between 16.5 and 18.5 yesterday. Because evidently his medicals got cleared by at least some of the teams that might be interested in taking defense.
And I would be very disappointed in the Bears if they don't go wide receiver at 9.
Oh, if Odunze's there.
I don't think that's right. This is wild now what's happened with what the Jets might do. I would take Bowers, but maybe that's Odunze now or another different wide receiver.
Paul's going to run down the betting action from last night in Win Some, Lose Some. That's coming up on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, Heat money line, 8-1. Third biggest upset NBA playoff since 1991. Thanks to David Purdom for the info there. Another embarrassment from Boston. Bad job by the schedule makers, too, where the games were going on at the same time. Boston Bruins and Celtics. And pays to listen. Hello, Naz Reid. Sixth man of the year, closest vote ever. As high as 80-1, most people 60, 65-1 with the sweet spot. He gets it done.
A lot of the Army had that one.
That's right. Incredible. Good job, everyone. Road teams last night, NHL playoffs, 3-0. Kings in overtime, plus 165. Knights do it again, plus 150. You were right. You had to take it on principle with the price. Dallas was $1.75. Vegas now 5-0 this year. Against Dallas.
I wonder what the reverse puck line was on that.
Yeah, I should have looked. Good call. But here's where I'm at. Can you do me a favor, Edmonton, and especially Toronto? Can you go out one time and sign a big-time goalie? All the offense, points, goals. Can you go out and make a trade or sign someone who's actually done something in this league and has accomplished something? You know, if you're all talk, where you're trying to win a Stanley Cup and all this, you can't be serious with Skinner, and you're not serious with Samsonov and other crap that you put out there. How bad was that first goal he gave up? It changed the entire game. It's 1-0 Toronto. They're out playing Boston. The building's on fire. It's great. A wrist shot from the boards. He can't stop. All of a sudden, all that hard work down the drain, 1-1. And as you said, you come back and tie the game at 2. Moments later, Boston takes the lead and they win. I mean, I can't take you seriously. And I would love to see this prop now, too. Will a team from Canada even win a playoff series now? I mean, enough's enough.
I ran that by Mike Palm last week. What's more likely to happen? A Canadian team reaches the Stanley Cup final.
Well, they don't even get
or
out
they the lose every single first round match.
Yeah. I mean, when you go back to those great teams in Edmonton, and it was embarrassment of riches. Coffee, Curry, Gretzky. I mean, it was a joke, right? Best team I've ever seen. Grant Fuhr was the goalie. Andy Moog was the backup. You know, go back to the Maple Leafs when they had Felix Botvin. Gretzky had to come into your house with the hat trick to beat you in the Game 7, or you would have gone to the Cup. I mean, trade and get a big-time goalie. I don't understand it.
Well said.
You're not serious, Edmonton, with Skinner again. It's 3-1 right off the bat. You come back to tie it and lose it. I mean, you're not going anywhere with this. Everton plus 650. Bye-bye, Liverpool. Oh, God. Well, that'll do it. It's down to Man City and Arsenal now. Braves 235 up to 270 as well. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. You always want to see these tweets and videos. Neighbor dog wants some chicken here. He smells the chicken, right? I'm grilling, and he comes in. He's got a peekaboo. His head sticking through the opening there on the deck because he can smell the chicken that he's grilling down low. And I want some of that in the worst way. That is awesome. Very good video coming in. Yeah, I got the nose for that, right? Sure. There's a good one yesterday on social media where the Rottweiler, the owner is driving in the front seat with McDonald's, and the Rottweiler is trying to come over and grab the bag, and he can't. I smell something.
I saw that one.
Got that? You right? Okay. Good. How about number 6? Look at the, what is this? The Husky hanging out with the guy. There's a hole in the trunk, and the dog's just hanging out. Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing? I mean, imagine you're driving and you see this. The dog is just peekaboo, yeah.
So they keep the dog in the trunk, eh?
I or coming through the side with the doors. Is it a BMW? No, Volkswagen. Where if the seats go down in the back, I mean maybe he's just doing that.
They cut a hole in the trunk for the guy.
I don't know. That's wild.
Never seen that.
Okay, lose some. OKC, Pelicans under 213.5 down to 211.5. Well, the same thing, right? I mean, OKC was unbelievable from three.
Yeah.
And they shot, 60% for the game? And great job.
Yeah, they were 14 of 29 from three.
Yeah, there it was. Yeah.
We had the Pelicans last night. I mean, you have no chance when the team you're betting against cannot miss and the team that you're betting on misses every single wide open shot.
Yep.
Bad recipe.
Yep. Good bounce back, though, for the Thunder. And the White Sox lose again. They are 3-21 on the season. All this talk, A's, Rockies, Marlins.
Oh, I got Marlins 18-1.
Palm said that Monday. Palm's giving up on the ticket.
It basically has no chance.
Because
White Sox are so bad.
Yeah, right.
Are they actually worse than the A's last year? They might be.
Well, you can't. You can't get more than 3 runs.
Shut out 8 times already?
Yeah. And 15 times you've been held to 3 runs or 2 runs or fewer.
What would it take for this team to cash the first to 13 run pool?
Oh, God. Right. Good observation.
First to 13 shutouts.
No doubt. And a lot of big games last night, too. And again, Cleveland loses. Baltimore wins this with less than a week left in the month. Most wins March and April. This is juicy.
Atlanta, Yankees both won.
Yep. Atlanta plays Cleveland, right, coming up? Yeah, next week. Baltimore, schedule easy. Maybe they can do this. Don't miss out on the playoff action with the NBA at DraftKings. 3 games tonight. Official sports betting partner of the NBA through the finals. DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Same game parlays, live bets, odds boosts, so much more. Download the app. Use code VSiN. The menu, the creativity. Avello and the crew do a great job. All the draft stuff still up. New customers bet $5, get 200 bonus bets instantly. Code VSiN. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
How does this make you feel about Latham going fifth overall? Because Jeremiah has mocked him there. We were sent this tweet from @ChargersWorld. DJ's final mock drafts for the Chargers, 0-5.
No!
And they said you can't trust someone with an 0-5 record.
Oh.
Last year, Michael Mayer going there. Alam in 2022, Waddle in 2021.
How can that be? See, I'm really, it pisses me off that, you know, people are taking shots. Oh, you got this wrong. You got that other people. It's like, no one gets this stuff right. You know, you're a rock star if you nail like 20%.
Oh, yeah, I mean.
So, I mean, look how close to the situation these people are. And you're still going to get a swing and the miss. But okay, so that scares me. But then, a half an hour ago, Peter Schrager has his final mock. He also has Latham going 5 to the Chargers. So in the last
12 hours?
Yeah, 12 hours. You have Robinson, Jeremiah, and Schrager now, all with Latham at 5 to the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
He also has Penix to the Raiders. He has Nix to the Broncos.
Where? At 12?
At 12, right. Okay, yeah. He has, how about this? He has the Titans trading with Minnesota. And the Vikings taking McCarthy, and then Alt going 11. Adunze to the Bears, Bowers to the Jets. Some surprises there, but
yeah.
he also, that's three respected guys now with Latham to the Chargers, and it was 9-1 yesterday.
Alt over, like if that's correct, Alt over 7.5 right now is in the $3 range.
Oh, yeah.
Three to one.
If he nails that one, that's your big boy.
Mm.
Yeah.
There's the other one. You can find still the under some national sports books on Bo Nix, 26.5. Caesars had that for a long time, and the under was a really big plus price. And we had Matthew Friedman on the other day from Fantasy Life, who it was a great spot with him.
Yep.
He bet that under because he said if Nix goes in the first round, it's going to be before 26. It'll be like this example here where Schrager has the Bronc. That's a very commonly mocked spot there. Nix to go to the Broncos at 12, so that would clearly be, you know, 24 spots ahead of that prop bet at a major plus price. So if he goes in the first round, he says it's not going to be back in. It's going to be right away, like to one of the. But I don't think Nix is going to go that high. I never pulled the trigger on that bet.
Who knows what Peyton and Broncos are doing? Why would you trade for Zach Wilson?
12th? Oh, that and
I don't know. Some people are saying it's Bowers if he's still there. I don't know.
I mean, I get it. These teams definitely. I mean, they have to have a quarterback.
How ugly are those uniforms? What are you doing?
They're hideous.
Yes. Like, come on.
Did people also have a problem with the Texans uniforms? I love the new Texans uniforms.
Yeah. Well, no one liked what Denver did. No.
I don't know. Just the quarterback stuff kills me. At any point ever watching Bo Nix, did you say to yourself, that guy is absolutely a first-round pick? Not forget first round, top 15 picks in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Great college player. Really good. But
I don't know. I think it was I was laughing at the Bryce Young stuff last year. I was laughing
in years.
I was laughing. We both were laughing. Mel Kiper on air. Oh, Jamarcus Russell's going to be a great pro. Wait, because he played well against Notre Dame in the Sugar Bowl.
That one really bad defense.
Remember what they said to prop him up? He can throw 60 yards from his knees.
Yep.
Who gives a rat's ass?
I know.
What does it have to do with anything?
Yeah, he had He played one really good game. Looked great against a terrible Notre Dame defense in a bowl game.
Right.
And he can throw it 100 yards. Got to take the guy.
Well, no one saw the purple drank and all that stuff and just didn't want to put the work in. But then again, the Raiders are following around with a private investigator. I would think if you're doing that, I wouldn't take the guy and give him all that guaranteed money. But
all right, welcome in. It is draft day here on Follow the Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Williams and Daniels will star in the NFL. Do You Concur is up next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.